from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We got Marshall Harris in this morning, and we have the man himself. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on the Score hotline. Biggsy!
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you tell us. Loved your stuff today. Loved your look at kind of how it's gone with first-round picks in the Hall of Fame preseason game. This is a quick turnaround. You're playing a game effectively on a high school stadium. I mean, it's a great event, I suppose. But it's in terms of just the football of it, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure where their offensive line is. I'm not sure who's practicing today. I'm not sure they have the left tackle back. And all those things I would take into account when I was trying to determine what the length of play or if there was any length of play for Caleb Williams.
Yeah, the last starting quarterback to start in the Hall of Fame game was Teddy Bridgewater for the Minnesota Vikings in 2015. So we're not just talking about first-round draft picks or something like that. We're actually talking about the team's starting quarterback. How long has it been since a coach of whatever team chose to get his starter action in the Hall of Fame game? You've got to go back 9 years to a decision that the Vikings made, Mike Zimmer made, with Teddy Bridgewater as Teddy was preparing for his second season as the starter in Minnesota, and he got a little bit of action as the starter for the team in that game. Otherwise, it's been backup quarterback city. I mean, with a few names between that game and the current day that I didn't remember. it's kind of tough to pull. It's kind of tough to pull quarterback names out of a hat and say, "Hey, remember this guy?" and just get a complete blank. No response from me. So that's been the trend around the league. So if I was a betting man, I'd think that the Bears opt not to play Caleb Williams against guys that are probably going to be competing for practice squad spots on the Houston Texans roster in that game. But maybe Eberflus zigs when other coaches have zagged. We'll have to see.
Yeah, based on what we've seen from Eberflus and his approach with the starting quarterback in preseason, I'm not looking to see in that game anyway. I'm not looking to see him play. But I got to ask you, like, how, based on what you've seen in the past, like, how much time do you think Caleb will get here in the preseason? I mean, will he play that much? I mean, we saw what happened with Justin Fields last year.
Yeah, I think they've talked about that a little bit, and people have been asking Eberflus a lot. And that's the kind of question I've learned in doing this for a while, that you're not going to get real straight, concrete answers about how much time are you going to play this guy in the preseason. They don't like to go into that, but you know, I think you're 40 snaps roughly over the course of preseason, something in that range maybe for Caleb, if that starting offensive line is healthy in front of him. I know this, you can't convince me that, you know, 15 snaps again against guys that are probably at best backups for the Houston Texans and 7 or 8 passes a week from what, yesterday in Canton, Ohio, is going to make a difference, positive or negative, for Caleb and the Bears offense as a whole when September 8th arrives and the Titans are ready to strap on their helmets and go against the Bears at Soldier Field. Like, it's just, it's one thing is not going to impact the other. They've got to get him game ready. They've got to expose him to some preseason action. But history, I think, shows us that it's probably unlikely to happen in that game for the Bears. I think you'll see most of the frontline players on both sides not participating. And this isn't a situation, I think, where it's going to be Caleb and a few select guys not playing. I think most of the named players for the Bears will probably, you know, have workout shoes on, not football shoes.
I'm curious, Brad, generally speaking, what you've seen of him, what has stood out? I keep reading that the performance is kind of uneven, but, you know, a lot of good, a lot of mediocre, a lot of not so good. Do you see him as kind of a typical rookie, or is he better than that?
Well, I think you've seen glimpses of the wow, where you're like, all right, that works. You've seen him manage the pocket, you know, climb the pocket, yeah. have a feel. You've seen him operate almost at all times with eyes downfield. You know, and those are all critical components of winning quarterback play. Now, we haven't seen any of this with pads on. The pads go on today for the first time. The Bears will be in pads again tomorrow. They're off on Sunday. So these next two practices, I think, will be a great opportunity to see Caleb, to see some of the linemen, to see, you know, how does Roma Dunze, another rookie, how does he operate when a cornerback can get up on him, get his hands in his chest, and be physical with him. There's a lot of different things and elements you'll be able to look for today. But you'd wonder if the thing was rigged, if it looked too easy for him and he looked too good out here. Yesterday was a little bumpy. It was a lot of red zone action again, where we've talked about that before. Things are compacted. There were some good throws, and then there were some plays that looked a little muddy. You know, those windows close quickly in the National Football League, and they don't open very wide when you're in the red zone.
When you look at the pads coming on today, and we kind of talk about this in phases, right? Like, okay, they're at camp. Okay, now they're at camp and pads. Now they're going up against other teams, whether you're talking about the game or the joint practices. What can you take away from what you've seen so far, and how much do you kind of balk at, like, knowing what is impactful versus what is not?
Well, now you can legitimately look at line play, right? You know, they've been rotating the centers, Ryan Bates and Coleman Shelton. Now you can see those guys with their pads on. How do they look? I asked Matt Eberflus yesterday, you know, are we going to see Braxton Jones competing with pads on? Because we haven't seen him go through a full practice without pads. You know, where is he at? And he indicated that he thought that would be the case, that Braxton would be out there. That certainly that would be a positive. We've talked a little bit about the depth of the edge rusher opposite Montez Sweat. Well, you want to evaluate those guys. There's going to be one-on-one pass rush drills today, like there are in every football practice at every level when the pads go on. So I think those are some critical things that we can begin to look at and hopefully get an idea for as they, you know, move forward. They've got about a 1 week head start on most of the teams in the league by virtue of playing in the Hall of Fame game. And so, you know, other outfits aren't going to be getting in pads here for a while. And this is a chance for the Bears to get an early glimpse.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You know, I know no one cares about the NFL 100 list, but it's kind of a fun thing to keep an eye on. We saw Montez Sweat enter that group for the first time earlier. It was interesting yesterday, checking in at 51 was Keenan Allen. And it just is a reminder of what a great player he has been and all that he's accomplished. He is also in a contract year. How will that dynamic work with obviously like a really great young receiver in Roma Dunze? We know that DJ Moore has been a stellar player. Now you add Keenan Allen. Looks like the quarterback is developing a little something with Tyler Scott. What? How much of the ball is there to get around, and how many catches would you envision the leading receiver in this core getting, and who will it be?
Yeah, it's going to be really fun to see how this plays out. You know, and that's not even referencing two tight ends that are more than capable in the passing game. That's not talking about throwing the ball to some of the running backs. I think the numbers here are largely going to be dependent on how good the offense is, right? You know, you need to stay on the field, okay, to put up some of the bigger numbers. DJ had what, 96 catches last year. Cole had just over 70, if my memory serves me correct. But then I do know this number. Darnell Mooney was the next guy that wasn't a running back in terms of receptions, and he was at 31. Okay, so that's the number you're talking about. It's got to come up in a big way, right? And Tyler Scott had like less than 20 catches. I think it was 16, 17, maybe 18 catches for Tyler Scott. And so now as you look at their big three of DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, how does that play out? I mean, you'd like to see all three of those guys north of 50, right? I think, and if DJ doesn't quite hit 96, but Keenan's got close to 70 with a whole handful of those being key third down catches, which I think was a driving factor in the decision to trade for him. And Rome has, I don't know, 55 catches. I think you're going to feel like it was a grand slam season for Caleb Williams. But again, they're going to have to move the chains and stay on the field to put up some passing numbers in this offense that we, you know, we haven't seen ever for the Chicago Bears, right? I mean, they haven't had a 4,000-yard passer yet. If you want to talk about all three of these guys putting up pretty big numbers, I would think Caleb's total is going to have to be north of 4,000.
Wow, that's a lot.
Which is doable though,
right?
I mean,
right.
Justin Herbert did it as a rookie, and then then you're also talking about game situations, right? If you're trying to close out a ball game with 9 minutes to play, and you've got a 8-10 point lead, you're probably trying to run the football a little bit. So if you're chasing 10 points with 9 minutes to play, you're probably slinging it more. So, you know, there's just going to be a ton of factors, but I think the overriding theme here is that they've got a supporting cast that can help the quarterback become as good as he possibly could be. Like, you're going to be able to maximize his talent with the players that he has around him.
So much talk about all these newcomers on offense, especially. You got a new offensive coordinator. I'm curious because we're getting kind of into training camp now for everybody, and there's guys still out there to be had. What's the biggest impact move Ryan Poles and company could do right now to bring in some more help for the Bears?
Well, I don't know that there's impact help
out there
on the street right now. Yeah, you've got 32 teams and 90 man rosters. So do the math. The guys that are out of work right now are out of work for a reason. So you'd have a really, really difficult time convincing me he could sign a guy to a contract later this week or next week, and that guy can be an impact player for the Bears. Now, injuries could alter that, right? And they're relatively healthy right now, and you hope that they get through some more intense practices and full pads in health. But we all know it's football, and some things are going to happen. But you walk down to the free agent store, and there's just not a whole lot on the shelves right now.
Well, and I think that is kind of one of the reasons. I know that Yannick Ngakoue, we've talked about him before, and I don't know what he offers you or what is special there. He did go down to Miami. They did have an open tryout, and they did sign a guy. So it makes you wonder, you never need a guy until you need a guy, right? I mean, I don't know what an embarrassment of riches are on the defensive front, but you wrote how they're looking for internal solutions, and that's great. And, we also bear in mind that, as you say, there are 90 players on 32 teams now, but there won't be 90 when the season begins. So there will be other guys on the street, so maybe you can get an answer here or there. I just don't know. I don't know. And I don't know if they're going to have any kind of Mark Anderson type of jump from Austin Booker, whatever it might be. Is there going to be something special, and do they have to keep looking before determining that they need more?
Well, you're always keeping your eye on what's available and what you have, and the evaluation process is constant. Like Eberflus said, they had a personnel meeting on Wednesday where they went over all 90 players that are out there on the field on the roster. So that's constantly happening. I'm of the mindset that after watching Ngakoue for 13 games for the Bears last season, if they signed him this afternoon, I think you've got the same questions about their talented edge rusher as you would without him, right? Sure. I don't know that he solves your – if he plays like he did last season, has he upgraded your roster? I think you can make a case you're kind of in the same spot based off what we saw last year. And then, can he be at that level last year? Guy suffered a fractured ankle,
Right.
Sure, he's posted video of himself running around goalposts in South Florida. Can he run around left and right tackles in the National Football League? Where it was for him last year is, you know, the strength that he had been able to exercise previously in his career. I don't think it was quite to the same level. You didn't see him get off blocks with a lot of regularity. So I don't know that he's a solution for him. I believe he was in Carolina for a workout with the Panthers yesterday. He should land a job somewhere. He would bring an awful lot of experience to the table, but you know they've got Booker, they've got Jake Martin, who's played in the scheme before,
right.
Martin's numbers with the Colts last year weren't too terribly far off what Ngakoue produced for the Bears. And, you know, Ngakoue was at, what, 10 and a half million last year, and they got Martin for just over $1 million this year. So and you're hopeful that DeMarcus Walker can provide a greater presence in the pass rush this season as one of your starters.
And we'll let you go, Brad, but along those same lines, right? You know, David Bakhtiari has been mentioned. I think one of the websites made him the favorite, the Bears the favorite to sign him. He comes pre-injured. You know that they're talking about an injury with Braxton Jones. He hasn't made it back on the field. You asked that question. Maybe we see him in pads today. I'd be surprised, but who knows? And then and Omagaji is still – he came pre-injured when they drafted him. I don't know how many injured left tackles you need.
Well, just wait. I mean, if Trent Williams' holdout with the San Francisco 49ers continues, he'll be bracing for collars, advocating for the Bears
to make a trading trade.
To make a trade for you'd have to – probably perform some salary cap gymnastics to unload a guy like Trent Williams, who they did pursue in free agency a couple years ago before getting the band back together with Charles Leno. But that's around the corner. If the holdout continues in San Francisco for Williams, there'll be people connecting the dots for Trent Williams' new team.
Sounds good. All right, buddy. Take care. I'm all over that move. All right, pal.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, buddy. That is our guy, Brad Biggs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.